Welcome to the Neophiles Web Video Show, where Dial and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinity, Webby, and Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Sorry about that, guys. I just realized that I didn't have any audio. Thank you guys over there for shooting some messages there. And that's, you know, normally Kaz bounces back and I could test and see if I have audio. No way to do that. So I apologize. Thank you guys. I know you can hear me now. So without further ado, let's get into the show here. So basically what we have three guests coming on. Valerie Solorio, the Cannon McMillan Whippio champion. She was 100 pounds. The Animalovis, she was 118-pound champion for Butler. She's coming on. And the third is Dom Nania, the head coach of St. Vincent College. They go out and win a PAC championship, first year in existence. So good on them. Excited to have him on. He goes and wins the PAC Coach of the Year. So, man. Three fantastic guests for you guys. Sorry again about that sound issue, but, you know, happens sometimes. So moving right into the show, we have, we're going to get into the AA sectionals. We're going to talk about, the top four place winners there. I'm going to run down them. I know that the AAA or the AA Whippials are going to be on at Chartiers Valley. So they released the seeds for that today. So if we have time, we're going to touch on that. Kaz is going to be here in a little bit. He said he was just running a little bit late. So, I jumped on without him because we have a couple interviews we're going to sling on here. So, but yeah, super, super excited to have you guys on and just hang out. I hope you guys all had a great weekend. That's kind of what I was talking about there before I realized my mic was muted. But the weekend was great, man. The junior high Whippios were fantastic. I was over there. I was on the call for West Moco with Smitty. There were some fantastic matches there. If you guys didn't get a chance, the whole thing is archived on Westmoreland Sports Network's broadcast page on their website. So you can go on there, check that out. That was I was so honored to go over there and call that match with Smitty, call those the finals with Smitty, that is. And man, fantastic, fantastic stuff. I think, the Whippios and great hands. I know we're not allowed to talk about that with that tournament, that word there. But either way, the District 7, some of the kids that are coming through. And I know that today they had like their Keystone qualifiers are going on. So if you guys are Whippio, wrestling nuts like I am, which if you're watching, I'm sure you are, you can go on there. It's the Southwest, I believe it's like the Southwest Keystone Regional. They're over at Monroeville, I believe, at the Monroeville Convention Center, dogging it out over there. So, man, great stuff. Lots of good stuff to get into. The girls are going to be on here in probably in about 5 to 10 minutes or so. So excited to talk to them and talk about their championships. And I'm going to have them both on at the same time, which is a little bit different. It's going to be interesting. I know that they're good friends, and I know that they train together. So just excited to get their side of things. And, first ever girls Whippio championships. That's so, so cool. And, over at North Allegheny, good on the Whippio to get that done. And, man, fastest growing sport in America. It's such a good thing for young women to get into wrestling. It's awesome. And I just, these two, they're big time flag bearers. They really carry the torch for the women's side of things. And it's going to be a lot of fun talking to them, interviewing them. I've seen them roll around it before. I know that I've seen them at Gladiators a few times. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting interview there. So that's a little preview on that one. But with that being said, sorry. We're going to move into the AA sectionals real quick. We'll probably get through about, you know, four or five weights. We'll have the girls on, and then we'll jump back in, and you know, we'll pitter pat around here, guys. Just hanging out with me on a Tuesday night, as always. I appreciate you guys. Before we dive into this, I had a couple of you guys come up to me at the junior high thing this weekend, and just, you know, say that they appreciate, you know, you guys appreciate the show and what Kaz and I do, and you know, I just appreciate that you guys are willing to watch and just hang out with me, and even whenever I do stupid stuff like leave the mic on mute and things of that nature. But you know, it's so much fun to dive in and talk to these people, get different approaches. But yeah, that's my little love to you guys. I, you know, all that you guys came out, you know, came over to me and, you know, gave me some love there. I appreciate it. So good stuff there. Okay. Let's go on. We're going to do 107, you know, weight by weight. I'm going to go through each one. So 107 pounds at the Eastern sectional, I believe that was at Greensburg, Salem. So that was, Cam Baker took home first place. Javion Chambers from Highlands took home second. Victor Wagner from North Catholic took home third. And Archer Brua from Laurel took home fourth. Good stuff there. You see Cam Baker kind of do his thing. I expect big things out of him. Chambers, tough. We saw him at the Burgettstown tournament. You know, I think he's got a chance to, you know, make it out of Whippios and move on forward. Okay. 107 pounds at the North, up North. Andercheck takes home first. Bonnie takes home second. Andercheck out of Quaker Valley. Bonnie out of Central Valley. Caden Braun from Freedom takes home third. And Enzo Wright from Hopewell takes home fourth. Andercheck just continues to do what he does. He looks fantastic. I'm really excited to see where he goes. You know, he's been really good all year. Bonnie, obviously a name, you know, we should keep track of. He's looked pretty good this year. His brother, we're going to talk about here in just a little bit. Okay. In the South, Tucker Main from McGuffey takes on first over Darius Simmons in an 8-5 decision match. Drake Buzzard for Cherry takes home third, and Julius Poole from Albert Gallatin takes home fourth. Okay, you look at this bracket. Tucker Main, the McGuffey hammer, goes out and gets an 8-5 decision over Darius Simmons. Darius Simmons, a guy that I've seen a bunch of this year. I expect both those guys to do, you know, big things at the Whippio tournament. We'll see where they fit in when we dive into the seeds here in just a little bit. Okay, moving on to 114 pounds, we have in the East, we have Anthony Mucci of Derry takes home the championship. He went Tech Fall looks fantastic. Carter Thomas of Burrow takes home second. Logan Schraver of Elwood City takes home third, and Logan Kitzel of Laurel takes home fourth. So, you know, Mucci, one of those guys, you know, looked fantastic, really flexed his muscles here. We'll see what he does next week. Okay, 114 pounds in the North. We see Aston Kazanovic of Avonworth takes home the first place championship over there, over Isaac Magaglia of Quaker Valley. Dylan Ferrix of Beaver takes home third, and Jacob Medich of Hopewell takes home fourth. Kazanovic, Tech Fall in the finals. I saw him at the Allegheny County tournament. He's one of those guys, you know, a tough young hammer for Coach Volcano for the Lopes. So excited to see what he does. I think he's kind of sneaky. Okay, moving on, 114 pounds. Drake McClure takes home the championship in a 1-0 razor close decision over Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. Those two wrestled earlier in the year at the Chartiers Houston tournament, and Drake McClure picked up the win in the same, I believe was a 1-0 decision as well. So interesting stuff there. I know Williams spent some time up at the next weight class, back down, and McClure just a little bit too much. Tough young freshman for Bentworth. Noah Collins, West Green, takes home third, and Lane Ely of McGuffey takes home fourth. Okay. Back over to the East at 121 pounds. Logan Rossa of Burrell takes home first with a pin in the second period there over Derek Allen of Elwood City. Giovanni Beatrice takes home third, and Logan Breathauer of North Catholic takes home fourth. Good to see the Burrow Buck there. It looked pretty good. Nice win over Giovanni Beatrice in the semis, 4-2. Tight match there. So, Rosa, good stuff. Or Rosa, I'm sorry. Moving on to 121 pounds in the north. We have Antonio Bonnie takes on the championship over Anthony Esposito of Montour. Quinn Garda of Keystone Oaks takes home third. Ian Parnell of Quaker Valley takes home fourth. Antonio Bonney, obviously, we talked about him a bunch. One of the guys that, you know, I'm really looking forward to see what he does. Tough kid, man, just like his older brother. I really like Antonio Bonney. Anthony Esposito takes home second. I expect him to do some big things. He picked up a nice major decision, 9-1 over a very game, Ian Parnell. I think Parnell has a chance to do, you know, be a little bracket buster, make some noise here next week. Okay, moving on to 121 pounds in the south. Emmett Wolf takes home the championship for McGuffey. Mason Wright for best center takes home second. Sean Robinson for Fort Cherry takes home third. And Daniel Smith from Burgettstown takes home fourth. Emmett Wolf, nice little 1-0 decision over Mason Wright in the finals. Tough, tough match there. Both guys I expect to do, you know, good things. Robertson, another one for Fort Cherry. I think he's going to be pretty good next week. So it's a nice little bracket there in the north. Oh, I'm sorry, the south. Okay, 127 pounds. I'm going to send this text over to the girls and see if they are ready. So that's sent over to them. So where were we at here? 127 pounds. Yes. Yes. 127 pounds in the east. We see Nico Finella take home the championship over Julian Beatrice of Burrell. Brett Klim of Derry takes home third. And Gavin McClure of Elwood City takes home fourth. Nico Finella, one of those cats that, you know, Kaz and I have had our eye on all year. He's done big things in the past. You know, I'm excited. He looked good here. Just looking at results, definitely looked good. Okay, 127 pounds in the north. We see Don Lindsay take home the championship over Jacob Chacon of Montour. Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks takes home third. And Mike Trebano of Avonworth takes home fourth. Don Lindsay, a guy that we saw at the Burgettstown tournament. Believe the only loss he took there was in the finals to the next guy that we're going to talk about, which is the champion of the South Sectional, Chris Vargo of Bentworth, takes home the championship over Lucas Barr of McGuffey. 5-1 decision. Dylan Slovic takes home third. And Tristan, oh boy, this is the Cavs one. I'm sorry if you're out there listening. I apologize. That's a tough one for me. If you guys are listening in, comment and tell me how to pronounce that one. That's a tough one. Okay. So, but that looking at overall there, Vargo over Barr, a match we've seen a few times, 5-1 decision. You know, Vargo seems like he's on a tear ever since he lost that championship last year to Hornack. I just think that, you know, he's I don't know who's going to stop him at this weight. I feel like he's, he looks good. Finella's, you know, obviously right there, but, you know, I don't know. Okay. Moving on, 133 pounds. Carter Putt wins the championship for Indiana. Dustin Kerr takes home second place for Hampton and a tight 5-3 decision there for Carter Putt. Jacob Stewart from Burrell takes home third over Jose Martinez, Jesus Martinez from Valley. So, top four there. Carter Putt, another one of those tough Indiana hammers. Dylan Kerr, a guy that we've seen place at multiple tournaments. I believe he placed at Allegheny Counties. So a nice little weight there at 133 pounds. And to wrap it up, we're going to, I'm sorry, we got, one, two. Okay, we'll do two more. And then we'll get the girls on here. I'm excited to bring them on. Okay, 133 pounds in the north. Jack Cazales takes on the championship in an 8-3 decision over Anthony Orlandini. Garen McDonald of Central Valley takes on third. Mason Naspinski of South Allegheny takes on fourth. Cazales on a tear. I've been on him all year. I think he's got a good chance to do big things not only next week, but at the state tournament. Orlandini, nice runner-up finish there at 8-5 decision. Okay, last bracket here before we get the girls on. Parker Senapal goes out and wins the championship at 133 pounds over Tyler Clark of Frazier in a 9-2 decision. Seth Burns takes home third, and Caleb Patton of Washington takes home first. Seth Burns from West Green, that is. So, nice little bracket there. Senapal, one of those tough Burgettstown boys. They got a whole bunch of them, and he's going to be right there next week at Whitfield's. Okay. Let's bring on the girls. Super excited to bring them in. As I talked about it off the top, these two are training partners, and they both took on Whitfield Championships on Saturday. So let's bring them in. Ladies, how are you? Hold on. I got you on mute.
Hello.
I'm good.
Hi, guys. Thank you guys for coming on and hanging out with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. Hi, guys.
All right. First things first. I'll start off with Miss Loria because you're the lighter one. Congratulations on your championship.
Thank you so much.
So, talk to me about your title. Talk to me about going into the tournament. Obviously, I saw you were top seed and you kind of dominated. But talk to me about your mindset going into a tournament like that.
My mindset going into any tournament like that where I know it has significance is just like I have to take it one match at a time. I have to make sure everything is perfect. My sleep has to be good. You know, I have to wake up. I have to hydrate good after weigh-ins, have a nice weight cut, have a nice everything. And then whenever I go out there, I really just like to take it one match at a time, see how everything goes. I don't like to get too far ahead of myself. I don't even look too far down the bracket, just my next match, see when I'm up. And I just try to stay as calm and collected as possible. You know, I throw my headphones on, I do my thing, listen to music, walk around, talk to my teammates, talk to my friends, whoever's around. And I just try to enjoy myself and have fun in the moment and not get wrapped up in what it all means.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Building off of that, when you found yourself in the finals, now, obviously, we're going to talk a lot about in this interview, this is the first Whitfield Championship. You guys are kind of the flag bearers, the torch carriers, if you will. When you found yourself in that moment, were you excited? Were you nervous? This is something you probably dreamed about as a kid, for sure.
This is definitely something I dreamed about as a kid, but I didn't think that it would ever become a reality. And now that it is, it was just so amazing. But I was super nervous before my match. I was really excited. I had those really good nerves. So I was really excited, but really nervous. I wanted to go out there and do what I knew I could do. But I also, I didn't want to underestimate anybody. I didn't want to give a bad performance. I just wanted to go out there level-headed and do my job, which was to win the Whitfield title. And I managed to do that, which was really great. I just wanted to have fun and just enjoy the moment and just remember every piece of it because it's something I never thought I would have had.
And I agree with you 100%. I'm so pumped that you guys were able to get your own championships and an awesome moment. Okay, moving on over to Miss Malovich. Is that how you pronounce your name? Correct?
It's Malovich.
Malovich. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
So, Miss Malovich, I've actually watched you wrestle boys in the first couple years I've been doing this, and you're a tough scrapper, Miss. Talk about your Whitfield Championship. Congratulations on that. Just talk about, same thing I asked about your process going into it and your mindset.
Well, thank you for the congrats. For me, I was really excited. I was a little nervous, but I was more of just excited to get out there and compete because I just love competing. That's what's most important to me about the sport is just getting out to go out there and just let it fly and show everybody what I can do. So, like, obviously sleep's important. You have to eat right after weigh-ins, hydrate. But then, like, after warm-ups, I kind of just socialize. Like, I have to, like, talk to people and just kind of get a feel for, like, the room kind of almost. So just, like, being able to go out there and just have fun and not even stress about it and just, like, do what I know how to do is the most, like, important thing to me, and that's what helps me compete at my best.
Love that. Okay, so same kind of question as Val there. When you found yourself in the WPIA finals, like, did you kind of expect to be there? What was your nerves? What was your emotions?
So it's not that I expected it. Anything can happen. That's what I go in with, like, any mindset before a match. Anything can happen. You know, you can make one little mistake and you could get caught. But I trust my training and myself enough that I knew I could get the job done and just go out there. And then, like, before the match, like, I always pray before my matches. So that was, like, what helped me calm down and just get me excited before my match. And then I just went out there and just do what I do best.
I love that. Very good answer. Okay. So let's dive in some more fun stuff. I know that you guys are great friends, and this is kind of the first time I've ever had two training partners on. Talk about your relationship. Whoever can go first, it doesn't really matter, but talk about your relationship. How did it form? And you know, how do you guys, you know, how did it form that you guys became training partners?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
It was about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
That was actually at SEM.
Okay.
And, like, we would DM and be like, hey, like, maybe we can get together at some time and just start training, because we were closer weights, and, like, not that we're not close weights now.
Right.
But we just, like, DM back and forth, and then she moved back to Canon Mac, and then I was like, hey, do you want to, like, start going to Quest, mm-hmm. because it's in the middle, and then eventually she would, like, come to my practices, and then we just meet in the middle now and go to Gladiators together.
Now we just kind of became inseparable. Like, yeah. I feel like that Anna's my best training partner. She knows me inside and out. Like, I can show up to practice one day and just the look on my face will tell her everything she needs to know. Like, mm-hmm. wow, we need to work really hard today. Or, like, oh, like, maybe she's not feeling the best. You know, we kind of get a feel for each other, and we're each other's best partners. We know what the other needs without the other having to even say so, which is really nice. Every time we go in there, we go in and we beat each other up pretty good. You know, we come out with scrapes, busted eyes, ripped out hair, everything you can think of. But then afterward, it's like we just lay on the mat exhausted, and we're like, oh, you have a good thing? Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
I love that. So talk about, like, how important, like, a partner is that will push you. I mean, that's massive in wrestling, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's the most important thing.
Yeah, I know for me personally, Val has always pushed me to, like, be the best training partner I can be for her. And, like, I've always been the best. She's always been the best training partner for me. And it's so nice to, like, have another, like, female that has been, like, wrestling as long as me and just training as long as me to, like, know what I need. And, like, we just make each other better. Like, without Val, I probably wouldn't have accomplished some of the things I've accomplished, like, especially, like, my Ironman title. Like, yes. She came out there with me. She came to practice with me, helped me get my weight off. And then
I was going to get into that. You're not going to get away from me on that. Talk to me about that title. That's incredible stuff.
Yeah. But she's definitely helped prepare me for most of the things that I've done with wrestling in the past, like, over the summer and up until now, really.
Yeah, so talk about that. Talk about that Ironman championship. Talk about, you know, your mindset going into that. You know, you talk about Val was out there with you, working out, hanging out with you. That's massive. And Miss Loria, I know you've won some big tournaments in your day as well. We're gonna talk to you about that. But talk about your Ironman championship. That's big stuff.
Yeah. So Ironman was my first big tournament back since Fargo. Mm-hmm. I took about 2 months off after Fargo just because of some things that were going on. Like, I wasn't mentally, like, with wrestling, and I just didn't love the sport as much after Fargo, just because my heart broke a little bit because I didn't place that year. But preparing for Ironman, like, it was a really big thing. I was training nonstop, and, like, I started training again in August, and then I just kept going. And I got excited about competing again. I just felt good about it. And then Val worked me out all of September, October, November, and she just helped prepare me for it. And then going into the tournament, like, that was the most excited I've ever felt about competing up until now, obviously. But just walking in there is like, wow, I really feel like I belong here, and I feel like I can win it. And just after my first two matches, the first day, I was like, wow, I can really win this tournament. Like, I know I can. Like, there's the confidence was there. And then my semifinals match was probably my toughest match that I've had in a while. And it was actually a girl that I've beaten me like twice in freestyle. And then I, Val was in my corner.
Let's go.
And my high school coach was in my corner, and I ended up winning that match. And then all the pressure was off after that for the finals. I was just happy to be there. I was excited. And then the finals match started, and then I just, there was just something that felt right. And I was like, wow, yeah, I'm going to win this. Like, I know I can. So
sounds like a turning point there, Miss Malovich. I love it. Okay. Miss Lorio, obviously, you know, you've won some really big tournaments in your day, the, you know, Fargo, and, you know, you're in Who's Number One. You know, you're committed to Iowa. Talk about that decision. Talk about, you know, putting yourself out there on that big stage, and, you know, wrestling at the, you know, some of the highest levels.
Well, that's kind of one thing that I love most about the sport. Like, I love being out on a stage. I love knowing that there's people watching me. I love putting on a performance. I love when all eyes are on me and I hear the crowds and there's little girls watching me and my parents are at home watching me and my siblings. My coaches are watching me. Like, it's just the most, just, I don't even know how to explain it. It's the greatest feeling I've ever felt, being out on a mat, knowing everyone's watching me and all eyes are on me. So going to Iowa next year is definitely something I'm looking forward to every single day. Like, it's something I think of every single day. What will it be like being in the Hawkeye Carver Arena in front of thousands of people and having thousands of people watch at home, you know, just being able to be on the big, like, Megatron, all that kind of stuff. It's something that I've just fallen in love with throughout high school. You know, even though I've gone to Who's Number One a few times and fell short, like, I would definitely redo those days all over again just for the feeling of it. Like, it just gives you a certain high that I just can't explain. And it's something that I think I'm going to keep chasing for the rest of my career. And, you know, some could hope for the rest of my life. Making the decision to go to Iowa was definitely, like, bigly, like, just a big part of it was based around that. Another big part was based around just the way the girls there have their culture. Like, they all want the same thing. They all want to be the best. They all want a title. They all want a team title. And that's exactly how I am. I like surrounding myself with people who want the same things as me. I think that's why me and Anna work so well together as partners. We set a goal. We both have the same goal. And we go in, day out, just thinking about the same thing. Like, and we talk about it nonstop. Whenever Anna was training for her Ironman title, I swear to God, that was the only conversation we had for months was like, hey, like, aren't you looking forward to Ironman? Like, how's it going to go? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, are you coming to practice tonight? Hey, can we stay and work something after practice? Oh, like, I'm struggling on this. Can you help me with this? Everything like that. We just, we click in a way that just kind of makes us almost like twins whenever we're on a wrestling mat. We have this sort of bond. Like, no one pushes me the way she does. And I don't think anyone pushes her the way I do. There's times to where I'll feel she's about to break, and so I push just a little bit harder. And there's other times where she feels I'm about to break, and she pushes me just a little bit harder. And the whole time she's pushing me, I'm like about to cry. She's just like, no, you're fine. You're fine. Keep going. Keep going. Get up. You're fine. One more. One
Love
more.
That. Love that. That's
it's
awesome.
It's definitely a friendship you need in wrestling. And if you don't have it, I suggest you get it. Like, there's nothing like it.
You're giving me goosebumps, Miss Lorio. I'm telling you, this is good stuff. I love that. Okay. Anna, talk about your decision to go to Grand Valley State. You know, I know that you're really excited about that.
I am. So Grand Valley was actually my last visit on my list. I visited at least like 10 different schools before Grand Valley State. And, you know, I just had a feeling that like it was home. Like as soon as I stepped on campus, met the coach, saw the training facilities, heard about what they're offering me, it just it felt like I had a feeling like no other. I actually almost committed to a small school in Iowa, actually near Val. And my parents were like, no, just wait, like, let's see how this one feels. And I went on the campus and I fell in love with it. You know, the coach is amazing. He really cares about the athletes he's bringing in. And it's just something I've never felt. It's surreal almost. It's like, I've been a part of a lot of firsts in my life, and it's going to be the first ever women's program at Grand Valley State. So, you know, it just felt really, really right to pick that school.
Building a legacy. Love that. Yeah. Love that. Speaking of building a legacy, and Val, you touched on it a little bit there. I see that both you guys are big, big flag bearers. You're always looking at the younger generation of women's wrestling, the little girls, they love you. You know, the Parnell girls, I see that, you know, they absolutely adore both you guys. And, you know, I know them for their mom, that means the world to her. So just stuff like that, like talk about what it is, how important it is for you guys to kind of know that the, you know, girls like that are looking up to you.
To me, it's probably one of the most important things about wrestling. Like the Parnell girls, like you're talking about, like Dublin, Ireland, and Maeve. I actually just saw them tonight. I coach a girls' practice every Tuesday, and, you know, they came by, stopped by, and saw me today, which was awesome. I got to, you know, coach them up a little bit. It always feels nice. We see them every single Monday and Thursday whenever we go to Gladiators together. We see them. We talk to them. They think it's fun to come jump on us at the end of practice. We're I love those little girls more than anything. They're the sweetest little things. But it's just, it's so important to me. We grew up with, you know, Vail Baker and Montana DeLauder, and those were our role models. So to now be able to be older and be the girls that they're looking up to, it just, it means the world. If I can make them smile, if I can make them fall in love with the sport just a little bit more, then I feel like I'm growing the sport a little bit more. And ultimately, that's the most important thing. In 10 years, I want them to be able to do things that I would have never been able to do now that I can't even imagine. You know, that's really important to me.
Love that. Love that. Anna, anything to add on that? That's pretty good stuff there, though.
I mean, it's basically the exact same thing Val said. I absolutely love the little girls that are coming up through. You know, Butler has a lot of little girls that I absolutely adore that are coming up through, and like they'll come sit with us on the sides of our home duels, they'll cheer with us, they'll just be a part of our family, and we take them in and we care for them, like, obviously. I know, like, when I show up to like club practices that Coach Stoner runs and the little girls are there, they come up and run up to me and hug me and just, they're like, can you come work with me? Like, I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, I just kind of show up for them. And then obviously the Parnell girls, I love them. They're the reason I do what I do. You know, I have a really close relationship with Vail Baker, and just like be the Vail Baker to these new little girls that are coming up like she was to me is just something so surreal and just something like so like beautiful, I guess.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's awesome.
And it's so amazing to see how much the sport's growing with like these little girls coming up through, and just knowing I can help them love this sport more is just something that just makes my heart so happy.
All right. Last thing I have for you guys. Both you guys are moving on. What's down the pike for you guys? Anna, go first. Yeah, what do you have down this? I'm sorry. State's next, then into Fargo freestyle. Like, what's next?
So we have regionals, obviously.
Right.
Hopefully gonna win a regional title. That's the goal. And then states. And then I have the Tallinn Open in Estonia in March.
Okay.
Right at like a couple weeks after states. And then Viper Pit, and then I'm just doing Tulsa duels this year. I'm not competing in July because I'm not going to be home most of August because I might be going to Japan to train for a few weeks.
So, I know you guys had that little exchange program there with Sunny. That's good stuff.
Yeah, with Sunny. So, and I just want to be home before I move out for college. So.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Val?
For me, not this weekend, but the next weekend we have regionals, and I'm hoping to collect a regional title next to Anna. Weekend after that, we have states, and me and Anna have had our goal set to win the first state titles that there are. that's been our goal all season. We're working and training hard all the time together, and we're going to make it happen. Trust me.
Love that.
If there's anyone that can make it happen, it's going to be us.
Love it.
After that, just anything and everything, anything that pops up that I can just get on the mat and compete. Like, it's just almost so surreal that my high school career is ending, and I just want to get out and compete at everything that I possibly can. Mm. You know, Tulsa for junior duels, Fargo, ah, that one's more or less if my mom lets me. She kind of wants me home a little bit before college, so we'll see.
She's going to miss you.
Please let me compete. If not, you know, she wants me at home.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm going to Iowa. That's nowhere near Florida, so. You know.
It's very flat out there, and it's a bit of a drive, no doubt.
It is what it is. Hopefully I make a good run at World Team Trials this year, U20. It'll be a challenge, but, you know, I'm always up for a challenge, so it is what it is. I just like stepping out and competing. It's my most favorite thing, so anything that pops up that I can possibly enter is something that I'll be, you know, competing in.
Heck yeah. Love it. Love it. Girls, anything else for me before I leave you guys go?
No, I just want to say thank you for having us. Really cool moment. So
no, thank yeah. you guys.
Yeah, no, thank you for having us. You know, anytime that you're free, we're free. We can make anything yeah. work. And
hopefully you're signing yourself up there, Miss Loria.
It is what it is. Hey, yeah, I'm free whenever you're free.
All right. You guys are signing. I got your number. Watch out. I'm gonna shoot you texting now all the time. Wait for you guys to come on, hang out with me.
Oh, it's fine. Good I stuff. Don't mind. I'm on my phone Love all the it. Time.
Appreciate
anyways.
You guys. Good luck for you guys. Appreciate you guys. Keep training hard. You guys have great mentalities, great attitudes. And you know, you got a fan in D Hall here. Look, I'll get you guys hooked up with some t-shirts at Gladiators.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right. You appreciate so you guys. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. And they are gone. Appreciate Miss Solorio and Miss Malovich coming on and hanging out with me. Great interview. Both of those two. I really wanted to get into a lot of stuff there. So I know it was a little bit longer, but they were fantastic. Both those girls are really, really, really high level. And, you know, no surprise there, right? The WPIAL has tough boys and they have some tough Hammer girls, surprise, surprise. We were talking a little bit about there, but Anna went out and won an Ironman title this year. And Val's, you know, she's one of the most decorated women's wrestler, and you know, high school women's wrestler in the country. So both those are super, you know, tough cats there, and I'm excited to see what they do down the line. So appreciate you guys hanging out with me and checking that interview. Okay. Moving on, so let's move back into our double A brackets. Let's see, where were we? I would believe 133 in the South. Okay, yes, so let's go to 139 in the East. Cooper Hornack from Burrow wins a 5-0 decision over Aiden Buford of Highlands. Tuscan Blystone of Indiana takes third, and Aiden Mutherin of Ligonier Valley takes on fourth. Moving on to the North. Matt Dana of Quaker Valley takes on the first place medal there over Liam Abrazoff of Montour. That was a 9-0 major decision in the finals. Ryder Go of Southside takes home third over Dylan Maines of South Allegheny. That was the North. 139 in the South. We have Gavin Sweka take home the championship in a defeat. It looks like a injury default there over Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon takes home third, and Joseph Longguy of Mount Pleasant takes home fourth. Four tough cats there. You see the Longguy Boyer match down there. It was an 8-4 decision. Boyer gets the win there. Hopefully he's good to go for WPIALs because I expect him to do, you know, big things. So I think he's pretty tough. But up top, you know, Sweka goes and gets the championship. We'll see where the bracket all plays out there. Okay, 145 pounds. We have Mason Horwat of Derry over Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. Callie Ozanella takes home third, and Owen Lehue of Knock takes home fourth. Lily 7-1 decision over Lehue, and Horwat gets the fall over Zanella in the semis. Horwat also the fall over Lily in the finals. At the end of the first period, they're 1:54. Okay, 145 pounds in the north. Rooksmith takes home the championship via fall over Jacob Booknight, or Backknight of Hopewell, in the first period. Dimitri Velisarius of Avonmore takes home third, and Gavin Ronacher of Blackhawk takes home fourth. Moving on to 145 in the south. Jameson Pocumbo over Owen Ivich. In the finals, Cole Dapper Howard takes home third, and Logan Noyes of Burgerstown takes home fourth. This was an interesting one because there's three pretty good cats here: Doppelhauer, Ivich, and Placembo. Placembo able to nudge out the 5-4 decision over Ivich in the finals there. Ivich, though, 6-2 over Doppelhauer in the semis. All three of those cats I expect to get to regionals. Okay, 152 pounds. Kyron Veasley of Highlands takes home the championship over Alan Danner of Hampton, 2-1 decision. Ben Cthulhu of Burrell takes home third, and Alex Wiley of Riverview takes home fourth. Moving on to the north at 152 pounds, Marcus Ritchie takes home the championship over Ryan Kreidel of Freedom, Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. Nick Thompson of Beaver takes home third, and Eli Bosch of Beaver County Christian takes home fourth. Marcus Ritchie, one of those Quaker Valley cats that we've had our eye on. Ryan Kreidel out of my loved Freedom Bulldogs. I expect him to do some decent things next week. Good chance to get it out and get to regionals for Coach Zeke Stroop and Coach Ty. I'm blanking on his name. Albert. Sorry, buddy. Okay, 160 pounds. I'm sorry, 152 pounds at the south. Rudy Brown from Burgettstown takes home the 3-2 decision over Damon Michaels of Elizabeth. Forward Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant takes home third. Sean Hollis of Southmoreland takes home fourth. Rudy Brown over Damon Michaels in the finals, 3-2. Three good kids here, Brown, Michaels, and Shawless. Brown over Shawless in the semis, 14-5 major decision, and Brown over Michaels. Both Michaels and Brown, I could see, you know, that repeating next week. Both very tough kids there. Okay, moving on to 160 pounds in the east. We have Will Turner of Indiana over Nate Barkley of Derry. Nico Zanella of Burrell takes home third, and Caleb Wren of Hampton takes home fourth. Moving on to 160 pounds in the north, Isaiah Pisano over Gavin McRae of Freedom, 9-2 decision in the finals. Bryce Metz of Avonworth takes home third, and Aaron Edwards of Carlington takes home first. Or fourth, I'm sorry. Isaiah Pisano takes home first via 9-2 decision. He's looked fantastic all year. One of those he will be a young wildcat here for Mountain Cat for the UPJ Cats. And I know that that's what I was trying to get into my thought there before I started rambling. But my thought was Ty Reinhardt of UPJ. I know is excited to get him on campus and just get his hands on him. I think he's going to do nice things there. Ryan Shalashi of Fraser takes home the 160-pound championship in the South Sectional over Chase Vermilli of Jeff Morgan. Landon Conroy of Abergallatin takes home third, and Stefan Prajana of Mount Pleasant takes home fourth. Slashy over Vermilli, 1-0. That is an interesting result. It should be interesting to see what happens. I think that, you know, these two both could be right there again next week. both really high level kids. Okay, moving up to 172 pounds in the East, AA, Isaac Lisinski of Burrow takes home the 5-4 decision over Chuck Perkins of Valley, 5-4. Dominic Fanella takes home third, and Jack Miles of Laurel takes home fourth. Moving over to the North at 172 pounds, we see Jeremy Lindsay of Carlington takes home first over Wyatt Markovich of South Park. Austin Guzzo of Hopewell takes home fourth, and Jackson Kroll of Avonworth. I'm sorry, Austin Guzzo of Hopewell takes home third. Jackson Kroll of Avonworth takes home fourth. 172 pounds there in the North. In the South at 172 pounds, we see Elijah Brown over Braden Welsh for first and second. Elijah Brown from Bel Vernon, Braden Welsh for Cherry. Braden Taggart of Bel Vernon or Bentworth takes home third, and Reed Teagarden of McGuffey takes home fourth. Interesting result here, I think, for a lot of people was Braden Welsh over Elijah Brown. I just wanted to see what would happen there. I saw Welsh was the 2 seed. Brown goes out and proves his worth there as the 1 seed, 3-0. Both those kids, you know, Welsh is a state place winner. I expect both those kids to do good things here, not only next week, but at the state regional and the, you know, state tournament as well. Okay, 189 pounds in the East. Brady Brown over from Derry over Colton Carlson of Laurel. Aiden Perry of Hampton takes home third, and Logan Shank of Burrow takes home fourth. Brady Brown, one of those tough young freshmen from Derry, and he looked good his way through here. Penn Tech fall in 10-3 decision in the finals. Look out for him next week. Okay, 189 pounds in the North. Slayton Williams of Southside over Aaron Miller of Beaver. Luke Hollywood takes home third. Gotta love that, Kaz. Luke Hollywood, our man, takes home third place. Arius Janitos of Quaker Valley takes home fourth. 189 pounds for the South section of Vitaly Daniels over Jackson Angelo, 13-1 major decision. Jacob Lehue takes home third over Anthony Salvini. Anthony Salvini, Jacob Lehue, I know have wrestled a few times this year. Daniels has looked fantastic, I feel like, since he took that tough, tough loss at Powerade there. So, moving up to 215 pounds in the East, Luke Boylan takes home the championship for Burrow over Jonathan McElvey of Hampton, 2-0. Or I'm sorry, Penn. He was up 2-0. Penn at the beginning of the middle of the first period there, minute and 8 seconds there. Luke Boylan, one of those kids that from Burrow, kind of their anchor in the lineup at the end there. Moving on to 215 pounds in the North, Braden Suter from Carlington with a 7-0 win over Justin Beck of Avonworth in the finals. Alex Dish of Montour over Max Hill of Central Valley for third and fourth. Suter, one of those guys that we saw at least I saw at the Burgettstown tournament. He's an interesting cat, 215 pounder, puts the boots in, kind of tough, man. I'm interested to see where he fits in. But you know, the man, the myth is back, and we'll see if he can figure out his way. He starts his run here at another PIAA championship. That is Rune Lawrence of Fraser goes out and gets the championship over Colin White. West Green, sorry. Adam McAney of Jeff Morgan takes third, and James Standish of Albert Gallatin takes fourth. Rune, obviously one of those cats that we expect big things from. Okay, so let's see. Let's move back over. We got one more class, the big boys, 285 pounds in the East. Casey Wilson of Laurel goes out and wins the championship over Parker Anderson of Knock. Aiden Kuhn of Burrell takes home third, and Nick Locke of Hampton takes home fourth. 285 pounds for the North, which is the interesting thing of the weekend. We see Brennan Morgan goes up from 215 pounds. He goes up to heavyweight, And he goes out and wins the championship here in the North. Takes home first over Henry Barbish of Carlington. Parker Cunningham of South Park takes third. Don Brooks of Lincoln Park takes home fourth. Brennan Morgan goes out in three quick pins there to win the championship. I'm interested to see what he does against the next guy that we got to talk about here, which is Dylan Pitzer goes out and wins the championship over Joey Baronic in the South at 285 pounds, 4-0 decision. Joe Wilson takes home third from Washington. Mason Sizzler from Jeff Morgan takes home fourth. Dylan Pitzer now owns two wins over Joey Baronic, one at the Whippeal team finals there, and the other one being this sectional final here. So, really interested to see what Pitzer does, against Brennan Morgan. It should be interesting. Pitzer's a big, big boy, much like his brother. So that is the double A sectionals. Very, very good stuff there. And like I said, the double A seeds are now out. We're going to run down that in a little bit. Also, the triple A seeds for sectionals are out. I know that Kaz and I are going to get into those and release some type of either rankings. I know we're at least through our picks, maybe either tomorrow or maybe we'll do a little bonus show and see what's going on with Kaz. I'm not sure if he's going to make it tonight or not, but we'll do a bonus picks for the double A Whippeal because, talked about some of those kids in there. There's a lot of really, really nice weight classes, and we should have a nice representation to send to the regionals for the double A side of things, which is awesome. That there's some really good kids, and double A always has, a nice solid group. But I feel like this year, more than ever individually, there's just a lot of, Burrow has a whole slew of kids. They're, the Whippeal champion, and Burgettstown had how many kids are top or 100 match winners. And, Bentworth has a bunch of great kids, and I just think McGuffey has a bunch of great kids, and Belle Vernon has a bunch of great kids. Fort Cherry has a couple great kids. Like, there's just like, and I know I'm missing a whole bunch, but like, there's just a bunch of really nice programs that has some really good kids that expect big things, this week and next week. So I'm excited to see how that all plays out. So the next thing I have on the list here, I'm going to be sending out an email over here to Mr. Dom Nania. He is going to come on and chat with us about about his PAC championship, which is awesome. And they go out, and this is the first year in existence. For those of you who don't know, they're out there in Latropia, the St. Vincent College, same place that the Steelers do training camp. They started up a wrestling team. Nania, this has been a long time coming. I've talked to him kind of every step of the way. I found out when he was when he got named head coach. I interviewed him. He sat down with me. We talked about his career. And then just like that, man, he started picking off some of the, nicer kids in the Whippeal. That Chase Brandebura won Newcomer of the Year there for the Pack, and he's a local kid. He picked him off right over here in Carlington. And, just like that, they have some really, really nice kids over there. He was able to pull out Jake Bystel out of retirement from Southmoreland. So that was pretty cool. And just really impressed with how far he's come in a short amount of time there for St. Vincent College. I'm excited to talk to him. So I sent that over to him. He should be on any minute now. So that was the double A. The triple A, the seeds are out for the individual sectionals. Now that's a lot of going on there. I'm not going to read you guys all the names per se, but you look at some of the things that it's always interesting to look in there and see where some of the kids that are in or not in or move different weight classes, bumped down, moved up. There's kids that have been out all year that don't have very many matches that are going to give it a go because it's the, you know, the first step in getting to the state tournament. So it's always interesting to see who comes out of the woodwork. You know, guys that you think that are done or not going to compete are going to give it a go. And it's always interesting to see there. But yeah, so how they do it, there's three different sites rather for the sectionals. They combine, so there's six total sections. They do two each and they're going to just go out there and duke it out, which I believe the three section sites, I believe one's at South Fayette, the other is at Norwin, and I'm not sure where the third one is. I had to figure that third one out. But I believe those are the two that I know of off the top of my head. There's a third one, obviously. But yeah, so they combine those two sections, and the top six make it out to form an 18-man bracket. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, where these kids, how many make it out, who makes it out, who wins certain weight classes. It's always, you always see one group that seems to wrestle each other, sections, WPIALs, states, or sections, regionals, WPIALs, regional states, you know, for double A. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting, to see the double A or the triple A, who comes out of the woodwork. So let's go down while we're waiting on Mr. Nania there. He should be on any minute. I sent him over an email. We're going to run down the double A seeds just to kind of go through with what we had earlier. Cam Baker, your top seed from Burrell. He's 34-3 on the season. Bruce Andercheck, your 2 seed. Tucker Main, your 3 seed. Darius Simmons, your 4 seed. Javion Chambers, your 5 seed. Victor Wagner, your 6 seed. Archer Brua is your 7 seed. And Angela Bonney is your 8 seed. You know, you look at those top couple kids, really, really tough kids. You know, I agree with giving Cam Baker the 1, Andercheck the 2. And, you know, I shouldn't say I fully expect them to make the finals, but I think that they are pretty much on a collision course. Tucker Main and Simmons and Chambers might have something to say with it. All three of those guys are really, really tough. Chambers, only 4 losses on the year, 32-4, you know. So we'll see what happens there, but that's kind of what I expect. Okay, 114-pound seeds. We see here, we have Anthony Mucci up there. He's the 1 seed. Drake McClure of Bentworth is the 2 seed. Jordan Williams is the 3 seed. 2 seed, 3 seed. We saw that final there in their section. Carter Thomas from Burrell is your 4 seed. Austin Kazanovic of Avonworth is your 5 seed. Isaac McGaglia of Quaker Valley is your 6 seed. Noah Collins from West Green is your 7 seed. Lane Ely from McGuffey is your 8 seed. So that's 114 pounds. And with that being said, we do have our man. We're going to bring him on. We'll get back to those seeds here in a little bit. But let's bring on our man. Dom, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you good. Can hear you real good. Well, a lot better than where I started. I started off the show. I did like the first like soliloquy muted. So they're like commenting, "You're muted. You're muted." Yeah, that's a good one. So you're doing a lot better than I am. Obviously, congratulations on your PAC championship this weekend.
I appreciate that. It was a fun one.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. So let's just dive right into that, man. You know, I kind of talked a little bit before you came on. I've talked to you pretty much every step of the way, man. When we found out that you got the job, I interviewed you, talked about your career. And then, you know, we had you for last year, even though you didn't have a team, or not that you didn't have a team, but you weren't starting last year. And then this year you guys are hot off the blocks and bang, all of a sudden you win the PAC championship first year back. Talk about, just try to put in the words for me.
Yeah, it's definitely been a little emotional when we go back and look how far we've come. in the past 18 months. But, you know, we're so focused on a regional tournament next week. But, you know, we kind of surprised a few people, I think, this year. You know, we found some competition outside of the state. You know, we were up in Michigan. We're in Las Vegas. We're kind of all over the place. And we didn't have the greatest records because we were wrestling some of the best competition. That's why I wanted these guys to be exposed to early. So, you know, just grinding and trying to just get better at wrestling that first semester. And then we came into the conference duel second semester, and we started to build some confidence finally. And then, you know, we had a really good weekend last week. We wrestled, we had seven guys pin somebody in the semifinals. So that made us really take off. So when it came to like team scoring and stuff like that, after the semifinals, I think we pretty much had it locked up. And then with seven guys in the finals, we didn't wrestle super great. It was a long night. We wrestled until after 11 o'clock and, you know, not making any excuses. We just didn't wrestle great. So we won the conference, and I don't think we even wrestled our best. So that's a good sign and, a little bit of a stressful sign going into next week. But, you know, we're just here focused on ourselves and trying to get better every single day. And we have a great group of kids and a great school to do it here. So,
I can't let you go without talking about you got announced and you won the PAC Coach of the Year. Talk about what that means to you.
Yeah. So I think it means a lot. I'm not in it for the coaching awards by any means, but I think it's pretty cool because it's voted on by the other coaches in the conference. So I think there's respect there. Like, you know, Aaron, I love Aaron and Craig and those guys. So I think we're all trying to make this conference as strong as possible, put on a national level and just compete hard against each other. But, you know, it's pretty cool to receive that. I mean, I'm a first year head coach. I never was a high school head coach. So when I come up here and try to do this at this level, it's sometimes you second guess yourself and sometimes you don't have a ton of confidence in yourself. But you just keep your head down and keep grinding and make sure that we're doing everything right and crossing our T's and dotting our I's and making sure at the end of the day, we're giving everything we have. So.
Chase Branderbeer goes out and wins PAC Newcomer of the Year. We've had many conversations about him. He's a, you know, local guy. He's a Gladiator guy, close to my heart. Talk about, and this is a guy that when I sat down with you and we did our preseason preview, you're like, I believe in this guy. I expect big things out of him. He goes out and does it. Talk about, you know, his maturation process.
Yeah. So, and Chase will tell you when he sees you, because I don't mind calling him out. He had a terrible first weekend. He got woken up to college wrestling real quick. He blew a couple big leads because he didn't realize guys would come at you for seven straight minutes. So from where he was at the beginning of the year until now is impressive. I mean, he's a grinder, and he's gotten so much better on the mat. He's always been a talented kid on his feet, but he's gotten so much better on the mat this year, and that's going to be the equalizer when he gets against some better competition. And, you know, I'm really proud of the leader he is too. He's a voice in our room as a freshman, and that's hard, you know, to find at times. And, mm-hmm. You know, my daughter's obsessed with him, which is weird. you know, we're in the back of the car yesterday. She's like, I miss Chase. I was like, well, go see him. But you know, he's a good kid, great grades, great family, works his butt off. And, you know, everyone knows him now. Like, I think we do a pretty good job with our social media. So I try to market these kids as much as I can, because that's what they deserve. They deserve that experience at the highest level, and that's what I'm going to provide to them. But, you know, I think he's just a great kid that thrives in this new program atmosphere, getting the attention he deserves and just wrestling really hard. So
love that. Okay. What's next on the docket? How are you kind of, you know, yes, PAC is great. We, you know, that's kind of like the check mark on the block, and now you're moving on. What's next, and how do you keep these guys focused?
Yeah. So, it's gonna be a challenge next 2 weeks. If you look at the weather ahead, the hardest part about college wrestling is like the end, right? Spring break's coming up. The weather's gonna be nice. It's just, guys, we got two more weeks. You know, we have this week and next week. We have a regional tournament in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, next Friday, Saturday. So we'll be getting out of here like Thursday morning next week and getting on the road for that. The 22 teams and 3 qualifiers. So, man, say what you want about Division III, Division II wrestling. It's a grinder, man. And, you know, if you want to say that also, some of the best teams in D3 are knocking off the best teams in D2. So it's so tough. And we were out in Vegas and we saw that competition. We got our butts handed to us. So, you know, we're trying to just really get focused for that competition, because it's going to be 7 minutes of chaos. And I tell Chase, you know, you're going to be down 6-1, either in a semifinal or a consi semi. Are you going to be able to fight back and get those takedowns and ride out? Because it's going to be tough. We have a very difficult region. So we're excited for that. And then hopefully sneak some guys in the national tournament up in Wisconsin and, you know, finish it the right way. So we're just really focused on just getting better and fine tuning a few things for the next 2 weeks.
I love that. So, you know, you talk about, you know, hopefully sneaking a couple guys out there. Talk about what it would be like to kind of, you know, get a guy out there, you know, not saying you maybe sneak him on the podium or something wild. Is that the ultimate cherry on top goal for the first year, or you're not worried about that? It's just one step in, you know, in the next direction.
Yeah. So I think everyone we brought in here last year and then this year was, you know, I want to be an All-American. So if you can do that year one, you know, no one probably thought we were going to win the conference year one, but if you can do that year one, that's setting yourself up for a really, really good career here. Now, Bisel has one shot at it. So, you know, we've been talking about just going to let it fly and have fun because he hasn't been doing that the last month. He hasn't had any fun. So he's coming out tense and a little nervous. So he's going to be scary on in 2 weeks when he does go let it fly. But, you know, it would mean everything for our program, but more importantly, and for each guy individually, because this is individual season and it's all about you and what you've put in so far. So if we can get some guys to the national tournament, that's huge. And it puts us from, you know, this local regional level to a national stage year one, which would be incredible. But we'll just play it up by year. When you get to these regional and national tournaments, so many guys want to be done. There's so many guys that are peaking. So it's just hard. You know, you never know what's going to happen. It has to be a good weight cut, good week of training, and then anything can happen. You could take first, second, third, or go 0-2. So it's crazy to figure out how it's going to play out. So.
Okay, last question I have for you. When the season's all done, everything's break, and you kind of take a deep breath, are you going to get the guys back around? What do you guys do to hang out on the side? Are you going to have some meals together? What you getting into?
Yeah, so we're probably going to go on a camping trip. They don't really know this yet. We're going to go camping.
Breaking news, let's go.
Yeah, we're going to tent it. So I was in Montana this summer, and I was in a tent for like 8 days. I never thought I could do it. But I want these guys to experience that. I don't want any cell phones. I don't want any of that stuff. I don't care if your parents know where you are or not. No Life 360, no Snapchat maps. I want to I want to get these guys out and unplug for a while because, again, our world is social media, and this is me all day. You know, I'm on my phone for work stuff anytime I'm not with my daughter. So we're going to get away and just unwind and reflect on the year because I think sometimes we're so focused on the moment right now, you know, and then where we're going to be at the end of the year, instead of just like relaxing, let's go fishing, you know, let's go for a hike. Let's just get away from everything. Because I think when you talk about mental health and all of this craziness going on in the world, it's so much stemmed off of everyone caring what you do. No one cares what you're doing. Just be yourself and have some fun. So that's what we're going to do. We're probably going to gain some weight. We're probably going to lift some weights and hopefully including me, not the gaining weight, but maybe lifting a little bit. And then, you know, maybe hit some freestyle. I know these guys are going to want to get back on the mat when we're done, but you know, that's something, you know, maybe do some U20s. So we'll see what happens.
My man, thank you for checking in with me, hanging out. Congratulations again. And, you know, I'll see you real soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Later, brother.
Later.
And that was the head coach of St. Vincent College, Mr. Dom Nania. Really, really good friend of mine. I love every time I have him on. He's just, you know, like he said, this is his first year ever being a coach. But my man talks like he's a, you know, 15-year veteran. Just, you know, very, very articulate in his thoughts. And he knows where he wants, at least for me, it feels like he knows where he wants his program to go, the direction for it. And seems like the kids love it. So, all for Mr. Nania, and obviously, you know, I love me some Aaron McKinney. He's in the same conference down there at Waynesburg, and I saw he had a couple guys going up against some of his guys. Obviously, you know, there's not many teams in the pack. I wish there was more, man. I want as many wrestling teams as possible. That'd be great to have like a little, you know, post, you know, WPIAL conference that we can, that the WPIAL can get guys into. But nonetheless, Dom, thank you so much for coming on, hanging out with me. I appreciate you, brother. As always, you're one of my favorites to come just shoot it a little bit. Until next time, my friend, and get a couple of those dudes on the podium. You know what I'm saying? All right. back in to the seeds real quick. Antonio Bonney, we were at 121 pounds. Antonio Bonney, Central Valley, goes out, or not goes out. He is the one seed. Emmett Wolf McGuffey is the two seed. Mason Wright from Best Center is the three seed. Luca Rosa of Burl is the four seed. Anthony Esposito of Montour is the five seed. Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry is the six seed. Derek Allen of Elwood City is the seven seed. Daniel Smith is the eight seed. So, I mean, you look down that list there, Bonney undefeated, 28-0 in the year. See what happens. There's a couple other really good kids in that. I don't see anyone. Bonney's really kind of beat all tests in that weight. I don't see anyone kind of going up against him. So, give me Bonney there. We'll see what happens, though. Chris Vargo, the number one seed out of Bentworth, 30-2 on the season. Nico Finelli out of Indiana, also 30-2 on the season. The two seed, Lucas Barr from McGuffey, is the three seed. Julian Bertucci of Burl is the four seed. Don Lindsay of Central Valley is the five seed. Dylan Slovic of Burgesstown is the six seed. Jacob Chacon of Montour is the seven seed. Brett Klim of Derry is the eight seed. You look at this way here, there's three or four really good kids. Vargo obviously headlines it. I think Finella is going to give Fargo a good match in the finals. I expect both those two to make the finals. Lucas Barr is going to give Finella a nice match in the quarterfinals, though. And don't sleep on Don Lindsay to sneak himself in there somewhere. Okay, 133 pounds. Jack Gonzalez, the one seed out of Quaker Valley. Parker Senapau out of Burgesstown, the two seed. Anthony Orlandini of Montour, the three seed. Carter Putt from Indiana, the four seed. Dustin Kerr from Hampton, the five seed. Tyler Clark from Fraser, the six seed. Jake Stewart from Burl, the seven seed. And Seth Burns from West Green, the eight seed. Looking at this weight class, Gonzalez, Senapau, Orlandini, Putt, Kerr, all really tough wrestlers. Clark, tough wrestler. Nice deep weight class here, but I expect Santa Paul and Gonzalez to be in the finals. Who wins that one? I don't know. That one's going to be tight. I'll reserve my thoughts. Cooper Hornack of Burl is the one seed, 139 pounds. Gavin Sweeka of Burgesstown is the two seed. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford is the three seed. Matt Dana of Quaker Valley is the four seed. Aiden Buford of Highlands is the five seed. Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon is the six seed. Joseph Longai of Mount Pleasant is the seven seed. And Victor Bonus of McGuffey is the eight seed. Hornack, Sweeka, Boyer, Dana, Buford, all tough kids. I think all have good chances to do nice things at the regional tournament. All right. Plaquembo, the one seed at 145 pounds from Mount Pleasant. Mason Horwat, Derry. Owen Ivich, Bentworth, the three seed. Gabe Lilly, Elwood City, the four seed. Rook Smith, Montour, the five seed. Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon, the six seed. Callie Ozanella from Burl, the seven seed. Jack Diemer from Quaker Valley, the eight seed. Plaquembo, Horwat, Ivich, Gabe Lilly, Rook Smith, all tough kids. Doppelhauer's in there too. I think that, we saw really close matches with Ivich and Plaquembo. We'll see what happens. That's a nice weight class there for double A. 152 pounds, Rudy Brown, the one seed. He is 34-9 on the season. Damon Michaels, your two seed from Elizabeth Forward. Greg Schallers from Mount Pleasant, your three seed. Marcus Ritchie from Quaker Valley, your four seed. Ryan Cradle from Freedom, your five seed. Karen Beasley from Highlands, your sixth seed. Alan Danner from Hampton is your seventh seed. Ben Cotullo from Burl is your eighth seed. 160 pounds. Isaiah Pisano, Hopewell is your one seed. Ryan Shalassi of Fraser is your two seed. Chase Formelli of Fraser, of Jeff Morgan is your three seed. Will Turner, Indiana, your four seed. Nate Barkley, Derry, your five seed. Gavin McRae, Freedom, your six seed. Landon Conroy, Albert Gallatin, your seven. Steven Prajana of Mount Pleasant is your eight seed. You look at the, top three or four kids, they're all in single-digit losses, which means, good things. McRae is really tough from Freedom. He's down there all the way at the sixth seed. It's just nice group of cats here. Pisano, Shalashi, Familia, I expect all to be right there, batting for that top spot. Lazinski, 172 pounds. Isaac Lazinski of Burrow is your top seed. Chuck Perkins from Valley is your two seed. Elijah Brown from Bell Vernon is your three seed. Braden Welsh from Fort Cherry is your four seed. Braden Taggart of Bentworth is your five seed. Jeremy Lindsay of Carlington is your six seed. Dom Finella of Indiana is your seven seed. And Wyatt Markovich of South Park is your eight seed. Nice deep weight class here. Lazinski, Perkins, Brown with a nice, I wouldn't call it upset. I don't know. He was the one seed. I like Braden Welsh, so we'll see what happens. I'm sure they have a chance to meet it again. And I'm sure that Welsh is going to give, Lazinski a nice match in the semis if he makes it out that far. Okay. 189 pounds. Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth is your one seed. He's 31-3 on the season. Brady Brown, the young, tough freshman from Derry, is 29-2 on the season. He is your two seed. Jackson Angelo from Fraser, he's a 10th grader. He's 27-6 on the season, your three seed. Jacob Lehue, he's a senior from Best Center. He's your four seed. Slayton Williams from Southside is your five seed. Anthony Salvini, he's a senior from Fort Cherry. He's your six seed. Colton Carlson from Laurel is your seven seed. And Brock Bayless of Jeff Morgan is your eight seed there at 189 pounds. 215, Rune Lawrence is your one seed. He's a senior, he's 21-1 on the season. Colin White from West Green, he's a sophomore, 24-7 on the season. He's a two seed. Braden Suter of Carlington is your three seed. Luke Boylan of Burrell is your four seed. Adam McGaney of Jeff Morgan is your five seed. James Standish of Albert Gallatin is your six seed. Malachi Peak of Best Center is your seven seed. Justin Beck of Avonworth is your eight seed. Okay, last one of the night here, 285 pounds. Brennan Morgan, your one seed, he's 31-0. Dylan Pitzer, your two seed, he's 34-0. Collision course there, like I talked about when we were going through this, the sections, I expect both those two to be right there, and I'm really looking forward to that match. One of the most anticipated matches, I feel like, of the whole AA Whippeal Finals. Joey Baronic, your three seed. Casey Wilson of Laurel, your four seed. Joe Wilson of Washington, your five seed. Parker Anderson of Knock is your six seed. Mason Sizzler of Jeff Morgan, your seven seed. And Henry Barbish of Carlington is your eight seed. So you look down those list of seeds there. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there at Chartiers Valley. Really, like I talked about earlier, I think the AA, especially on the individual side, is loaded with really, really good kids all over the map, all the way up to the top. There's two heavyweights that are undefeated. The bottom, the bookends are fantastic. 107's great. Heavyweight's great. I'm really looking forward to the AA side of things and see how it all plays out. Triple A, you guys, the seeds are out there for you guys. Go digest them. I'm sorry I didn't get to them too much tonight. I had two nice interviews for you guys. So the Triple A, section seeds are out. And when those are all done, Kaz will be back on hopefully next week, and we'll react to all those. We'll react to Double A. We'll talk about the AA regional. We'll talk about Whippeals. We'll probably make our Whippeal picks. Always a great time here on Near Falls and the Whippeal. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me here on this fine Tuesday night. We went for about an hour and 20 minutes. That is pretty typical. Great show. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. Sorry again. I've said it a few times. I do feel bad about it, though, the mic being out at the beginning of the show there. Other than that, great show, great interview. Valerie and Anna, thank you guys so much for coming on. You guys were awesome. I could talk to you girls. Just your love and passion you have for wrestling, it's infectious. It's very, very good stuff. You love to see it, and I'm really looking forward to see how you guys do down the stretch. Okay, and the last thing I have And we talked a little bit about it there in the opening. Or I'm sorry, I talked a little bit about it there in the opening. But we got to give out the WoW tees for the week. Now, Kaz and I agree we were going to do a little bit different. We're going to do WoW t-shirts for I'm going to give out a junior high WoW tee because, you know, I was there. Like I said, I talked a little bit about that. That junior high District 7 tournament was unbelievable. It was just, you know, a fantastic, fantastic match. Or fantastic, fantastic finals, rather. So I'm going to give out two for the junior high side of things. I'm going to give it out to Mr. Collins from Cannon Mac. I'm going to get your first name here to make sure I'm right on that. I believe it's Braden. But I'm going to give him the WoW t-shirt. Those of you out there, he was the kind of the clip that went viral. He got scored on actually that flying squirrel, right? Now I had a bunch of WPL refs text me and say, you know, that wasn't a takedown, which we, you know, Smitty and I obviously didn't know on the call that you can't leave your feet and jump over someone as part of, you know, a takedown there. But so we're gonna give him the WoW t-shirt, the Mr. Collins there. He actually won the match, even though, you know, he had that happen to him. He goes out and really he was fantastic the whole match, and you know, very deserving for me to in that match was, you know, everyone in the gym was on their feet watching that match. They were all into it. So it was just I'm having trouble here. I apologize. I should have wrote the name down in advance, which is my fault. But that match was fantastic. Let's see, I believe it was Bryce Collins. I'm sorry, Bryce Collins. You are the WoW t-shirt winner for the junior high side of things. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. And for the high school side of things, I am going to give it to Jamison Plekembo. He had a nice win in the finals. The Mount Pleasant boy, just fantastic stuff. I think that, you know, very good run there, and big to get the win there in the section and put yourself as the number one seed. So Jamison Plekembo is the WoW t-shirt winner for this week for high school, and for junior high, Bryce Collins out of Cannon McMillan. I appreciate you. You had a great match. You are the junior high WoW t-shirt winner. Jason Pembo, you are the WoW t-shirt winner for the high school. Two of them this week. Appreciate you guys. As always, thank you guys so much for hanging out. Hour and 25 minutes. It was very good stuff. Two great interviews, three great guests, another great show, as always, right here on Near Falls and the Whip U, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy your wrestling.